Today, we're going to talk about Parkinson's and all the herbal remedies that can help us. Parkinson's is a neurological disease and affects a lot of our motor skills like walking, our dexterity of the hands, as well as our speech. Some of the symptoms of Parkinson's are a rigid posture or a stoop posture, face tremors. One or both your hands have tremors, a shuffling gait. The symptoms, they generally show up after the age of 60, but we do have people that have been young as 30 that has become affected by Parkinson's. The disease itself is a part of our brain and our neurological parts of our brain that controls our motor skills. And for some reason, those cellular structure in that area, they start to die, and we're not really sure why yet. But we have a number amount of different treatments to alleviate a lot of the symptoms because they're really deliberate, debilitating, and hard because there are motor skills, walking, talking, moving our hands, even as much as just trying to take a bite of food is going to be hard. But we don't have a cure yet, so we're still looking, as in like with our Western medicine, and just trying to figure it out. The Western medicine, it stimulates the brain in its dopamine chemical, so it's kind of stimulates the natural part of the brain with the Western medicine. So if we take a look at the different stages or the different categories, shall we say, we want our neurotransmitters to start acting properly, our dopamine, our synapses that are giving our motor skills the brain waves to work properly is what we want to help. So we want to help aid that. We also want to try to inhibit any of the interference of those natural neurotransmitters getting to the dopamine and giving us that natural boost in our motor skills. And protecting our brain from further free radical changes. Certain foods may help. Certain herbs can help, as well as certain foods could also complicate things. Parkinson's has complications due to anxiety, depression, dementia, or chronic muscle wasting, as well as some digestive disorders, stomach upset, and constipation. So we'd look at those as well. If we could get our food intake to include a lot of vitamins, vitamin C, E, B6, or B12 would be fantastic. And if we remember, some of the B vitamins all come from our fish and things as such, and vitamin C and E comes from our green vegetables. An overall healthy diet, which is low in starch, low in sugar, low in dairy, but you also want it very rich in natural antioxidants, such as your berries, your beans, because these things are going to help us. You know, anything that kind of helps us detox, I would think that proteins, you know, the beans are going to help our muscles. And although we don't know what causes Parkinson's, could it be genetic, or could it be environmental toxins such as pesticides or heavy metals? You know, what is causing Parkinson's in some of our older adults? Could it be side effects? You know, maybe you don't have Parkinson's. Maybe you're having a side effect from Western medicine that makes you seems like you're developing Parkinson's. So it's so important all the time to check with your doctor, check with your medications that you're taking, any of the herbal things that you're supplementing your body with, because sometimes we do have side effects as well. We could have allergies to something. We could already be taking Coumadin again, and we're going to take something that lowers our blood pressure or thins our blood. We're not going to be happy about that. Now, we've had a clinical study for medicinal herbs for Parkinson's disease and for potential treatment. They tried 59 different plants. Bye-bye. The first herb we'll talk about is mucuna. M-U-C-U-N-A. Mucuna. It's a climbing vine-like shrub with large hanging bunches of flowers. It's kind of species of a vine bean plant, and it's from the tropics. It's from our friends that live in the tropics, and the flowers develop into long hanging seed pods, and the seed pods and the leaves of the young plants can produce a severe irritation to the skin. And again, we bring back the thoughts of what actually parts of the plants and when do we use them, because the early spring plants, those are going to cause a severe itch. But the older mature ones, they do not. Turmeric. No, the rainforest plant related to ginger. Also used by India and other Asian countries. We use it too in our cooking. And this helps with the serotonin. Antioxidant. Turmeric. A herbal medicine that treats Parkinson's in two ways. By helping fight the free radicals and against some of the hazardous enzymes that become producing in our bodies. It's an anti-inflammatory agent. So it treats arthritic pain, helps the elderly, helps with maintaining exercises. Passion flower is also fantastic for Parkinson's. Passion flower helps with depression, high anxieties. It's going to help our body stay calm. Used as a mild sedative to treat anxieties and restlessness by our ancestors. Kind of compared to valerian. Magnolia, another flower. It's going to help with antioxidants. It's the magnolia bark. Helps with neurological disorders. The kava plant, again, helps with anxieties and helps calm the muscles and the nerves. Valerian. Those are some excellent herbs that we can use just to try to help calm our nerves and reconnect some of the neurological things that aren't really connecting to get our motor skills out there working properly.